It's the time of year when we think about a few of our favorite things. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder and Bob Craig talk about the Rodgers and Hammerstein song and the jazz artists who made it their own.
Cream-colored ponies. In 1958, Rodgers and Hammerstein began writing a show called The Sound of Music. For a song in Act One, Hammerstein made a list of some of his favorite things.
Stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring.
Rodgers was moved by the way Hammerstein, quote, transformed the sights and sounds of everyday life into a heightened homespun poetry. Soon after, John Coltrane spun the melody and waltz rhythm of My Favorite Things into a new kind of jazz, modal improvisation.
That really set a new tone for a lot of jazz artists.
WRTI's Bob Craig. Like the show and the song, Coltrane's 1960 version became a hit.
That was a very big recording on campus at the time. People who were into jazz had to keep listening to it and playing because it was so revolutionary.
A year later, jazz vocalist Mark Murphy improvised on the lyrics. Some of Murphy's favorite things?
The names of famous jazz people.
John Coltrane talking, Miles and Gil blowing.
Jazz and pop artists continue to include My Favorite Things on holiday albums. Whether done homespun or modal, or close to the original, its message to remember your favorite things is one for holiday or any time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.